Welcome back to the Dribble Odyssey with RBKD. We are looking live. We are at the Total Men's Primary Care in Killeen, Texas. It is brand spanking new, ladies and gentlemen. You can still have that new Total Men smell.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to a brand new Total Men's, but I assume they all smell really good.
Do you know what that is?
Brand new things smell good. They do, man. Brand new cars smell good.
New shoes.
Brand new shoes smell good. You know, brand new babies. Don't babies smell good?
Now you're just babies. Making this weird.
Don't people like the smell of babies?
How is this weirder than last segment?
I thought that was a thing that people like the smell of babies.
You don't have any kids. How
I
do you know what babies smell?
Lost everybody in the room like. With that one.
Smelling,
like,
smelling yep. babies?
Yeah, you people just, you smell lost the whole babies crowd. All the time.
Are you just walking around the nursery?
Not when they first come out, okay? They're talking about after they've had a couple of days, wipe, they're clean, all right? Then the baby smell.
What do they smell like? Like new car?
Right.
Well, not after they've made a mess or something. I'm talking about when they're being cute and there's no mess involved and they're not yours.
What do they smell like?
They smell like applesauce, but been on that slip
and slide.
They
smell like babies have a good smell. People like the smell of babies.
Okay. Right.
Like I'm a off social.
Can I go up to someone and ask a mom?
Sociopath.
Be like, hey, can I smell your kid?
Babies after a bath, boom.
Okay.
Baby
well,
lotion.
Don't we all smell good
with
after
the powder?
Yeah.
I smell good after a bath.
But I don't want to smell you, though.
Why not?
Because I don't want to smell you.
That's babies, not a good answer.
A baby.
I don't want to smell either.
I'd be willing to smell a baby. I don't want to smell you.
I'm of legal age. The baby's not. That's weird, dude.
I'm not trying to take advantage of either one of y'all. So it doesn't matter. That's not even.
You're just smelling random babies. That sounds like you're taking advantage.
I never smelled random babies.
Okay.
I don't smell a baby unless I get consent.
It's legal for you to take advantage
okay.
of BK.
I'm just saying.
I would love to see that.
I don't want to take advantage of
that. That makes one of us.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask, like, next baby I see, I'm going to ask the mother.
Can I smell your baby?
Can I smell your kid?
Don't
see how that goes.
That's not the way you do it.
You're paying my hospital bill or my jail bailout.
Don't approach it that way. You just got to, you know what? Forget I ever brought it up.
Smelling
baby. Forget
babies.
I brought up the smell
I was
of
told
baby.
They smelled good.
Move it up. They do smell good.
Okay.
All right, you guys don't hang around with babies. Anyway, moving on.
Hey, Drew, I appreciate you having us out for the last couple of years. It's been fun. And I know you've got, other ones you're going to open up. Y'all have fun, okay? We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
You said they're never going to bring us back?
That's essentially what I'm saying, yeah. Talking
all
about
right.
smelling babies.
Yeah.
Like I said, I thought the last segment was going to be the toughest one to do here.
You thought that was more? You thought my baby smelling segment was more awkward than the
they
bubble
were
gut
laughing
segment?
At the bubble gut segment, and you got a couple of who is this guy?
Yeah, well, okay. I would say nobody did. Nobody backed me up on
all
smelling
right.
baby.
No.
Just saying, I thought they smelled good. That's all. Anyway, moving on. Texas basketball.
I am curious now.
Don't even expand the conversation. Mm. I'm weird. I'm strange because thinking babies smell good.
We're out here for about another hour, so if any moms want to stop by with a baby,
dude, how funny would that be?
We'll smell them.
There's just an influx of mothers with children just coming here.
Smell my kid.
I would appreciate the support if I got a mom that came in here with a baby. Was like, hey, you can smell my baby anytime.
It smells good.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
I'd be very concerned with that mom.
Single moms. Preferably.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, that way I can hook you up.
I was going to say, are you engaged?
You're
engaged.
I'm going to hook KD up.
Uh-huh.
I said I was going to hook KD up. Let me finish my statement. Right.
Okay, well, now right. I'm mad that it's not me.
Right. Well, he's older. Single moms are probably going to be older. Unless you want a teen mom. We're not talking about
that.
See? If you are a single mom, do go ahead and stop on by, though. I mean, that you bring it up. I mean, if you're going to put the offer out
slide
there.
Slide into KD's DMs.
Please do.
Like
Kevin Dunn 01.
Let's go. Let's get to the Texas basketball discussion. Everybody excited about Texas basketball and the prospect of this new roster. It could be upgraded in talent overall. I read after the Trey Mitchell commitment, the UMass transfer. He's got 3 years of eligibility left, guys. 17.7 points per game on average in his freshman year, 7.2 rebounds, 1.9 assists, and then the next year in a limited season because of COVID, he ends up making first team all conference Atlantic 10 honors as a sophomore, averages over 18 points per game, almost 19, 7 rebounds, over 2 assists, and over a block and a steal per game. He was a monster. He's going to be a great addition to this roster, and I was looking at a lot of the college basketball insiders. ESPN Jeff Borzello says that Texas has right now 5 of his top 30 transfers that he has ranked. CBS Sports, they rank the most impactful transfers, 85 of them to be exact, and they have Texas with 5 of the top 85. They have Texas with Timmy Allen at number 6 on their list, their rankings, I should say. Number 19, Dylan Dessou. Number 31, Christian Bishop. Number 84, Devin Askew. And I forgot, oh, they also also have Trey Mitchell. He's
number
also
nine.
Number nine. Yeah. He's in their top 10 there. So, guys, this group is loaded with talent. I read Jerry Hamilton, great stat from him, that this group now combined, this present roster, 460 combined starts. Combined with this group and 705 games played in totality with this group, this new look roster for the Longhorns. You got a lot of experience already, ton of talent as well.
Think about how good Texas's front court was last year with Kai Jones, who's going to be a lottery pick, with Greg Brown III, who was a top 10 recruit in the country, who will still probably be a first round pick, with Jericho Sims, 4-year player at Texas, and then Royce Hammond, Brock Cunningham coming off the bench as well. Mm-hmm. Like Texas had what was considered one of the best and most athletic front courts in the country. And you figure, well, you're losing all of those guys. There's no way you're going to be able to come close to that front court next season. And you could argue that Texas's front line is better next year. I mean, Timmy Allen, first-team All-Pac-12 player last year. Dylan Dessou, SEC's leading rebounder last year, also averaged 15 points per game at Vanderbilt playing in the SEC. Christian Bishop, playing at Creighton, a Creighton team that made it all the way to the Sweet 16, averaged 11.5. And now Mitchell, who is, once again, y'all just mentioned, regarded as one of the top 10 transfers in college basketball in the country. All four of those guys coming in to join Brock Cunningham. You've got some dudes, and you've got a combination of experience, like you said, Rod B., maturity, and also skill. Texas, I think, has the best front court in the country right now.
And that says a lot.
And none of these guys were here last year.
Yeah, and you would know, and for Mitchell being a back-to-the-basket guy, it does seem like they're going to complement each other well. Now, I will give the previous backcourt, last year's backcourt, because you're right, that was the strength of this team. We talked about it all year long. Do you guys remember how many shots Jericho Sims had in what is probably his last game at Texas?
Two or three?
Three.
And he made them all, right?
He was 3 for 3, and they were pretty early. And some of those were just flushes and on dishes that probably should have been happening a little bit more.
Way to go, coach.
Yeah, so here's what I'm kind of getting to. I think that this will definitely be a more productive one, and I trust BK's eye on college basketball that it's probably more talented. But this coaching staff's going to utilize these guys more, right? And it also, BK, it seems like maybe a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. And none of these guys come to Texas if Shaka Smart is still the coach, right? This is all the Chris Beard effect. I mean, and this is not new to him, right? You talked about this earlier. Chris Beard had a ton of success attacking the transfer portal during his time in Lubbock. Well, if you're able to recruit big-name players to Lubbock, Texas, you sure as hell are going to be able to recruit them to Austin.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, there's a $400 million arena that's opening up in a year from now, and a brand-new $60-plus million practice facility that's opening up a year from now. And, oh, by the way, you're living in Austin, Texas, too, and you're getting a world-class education at UT. So, yeah, Chris Beard has experience in the transfer portal, and that experience has come here to Austin, Texas, and this roster is ridiculous. And, guys, there's reason to believe that Texas is going to start the year in the top 10. And I think everybody and their mother was excited about, whether they have babies worth smelling or not, everybody and their mother was excited about Chris Beard when the hire was announced. But now that we've seen the fruits of his labor already, I mean, we're not even 3 months into this thing, but we're already seeing just the momentum build and what the roster is shaping up to be for next season. There's real reason for optimism that this team can not only be good early, like they can be great in year one.
Yeah, yep. We talked about it earlier, Rod. A top, you know, someone had them as, I think it was Goodman, Jeff Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
Get to HornFM.com. You can check out him on B&E this morning. He had them as his preseason number three.
Number three, yeah.
And you bring in 2'6", 2'9" guys like Dessou, who's the local kid who was at Vanderbilt. Man, I can't wait to see what they do. Now, I'm also curious how much these guys, because they want to highlight them and showcase what they what they need to do for the next level. Dessou got better at 6'9". He shot 37% from beyond the arc. How did they kind of utilize those two 6'9 guys and then make sure they complement each other?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And you brought this up that it is fair for someone to be concerned how the offense is going to look, what's going to be the offensive identity. Because if you're going to be critical of anything of Chris Beard, then maybe that would be something you could be critical of. I think he is, you know, building this roster with that weakness in mind. You look at, they got seven players on the roster right now that averaged 15 points last year. They got seven combined to score 15 plus points 62 times, at least 62 times. Those same seven guys scored 20 or more points 21 times. Great stats ball man, Jerry Hamilton, shout out to him. But so I think the way the roster is currently constructed, you have guys who have really, really high-level offensive skill sets. He's going to bring in that motion offense you talk about. But also I think you're going to have guys who can create on their own in many different ways. We don't know exactly how it's going to utilize, you know, those big men and, you know, their offensive skill sets. But I think you can be pretty, pretty confident that he's going to be able to score points combined with his toughness in defense, which is part of the Chris Beard DNA.
Yeah, that's an excellent point right there.
Tip of the iceberg, gentlemen. We're just getting,
started. He's done this in 10 weeks.
Yep.
And they don't have the new arena yet set for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
we haven't seen Texas be good yet.
We haven't.
Like if Texas
right.
is, we talk about this with football all the time. Like if Sark has Texas winning 10 games this year, then recruiting is going to be unbelievable. Chris Beard hasn't won at Texas yet. And we think he's going to have immediate success here. And he's been able to recruit all of these players, both from high school, but also through the transfer portal without any evidence of him having a good program. So when he does have a good program, yeah, you're going to get even more talented players. This is going to happen every year, both kids out of high school and kids from the portal, too.
Got to get a lot of love, too, for Beard building this staff. And I talked about a blank check during one and done. And hopefully if they open up that third spot for to actually pay the assistant, the Texas goes hard after Tulowitzki. But you think about Chris Ogden and the former head coaches and the connections they have that, look, I mean, Augie is – he's not even – he's – what is it like? What's the exact title?
He's not one of the three assistant coaches.
Right, which shows you just how loaded –
I think
loaded
he's assistant to the regional manager.
He's not Dwight Schrute. He is much cooler than Dwight Schrute. And, no, they have set this thing up pretty nicely. And you're right. This does feel like it's just the tip of the iceberg and about to really, really get going.
I mean, the expectations
it smells
high.
Good.
The iceberg smells good?
No. What's about to happen here?
Oh, okay.
We haven't had a baby come in, so if people aren't watching on Twitch, that hadn't happened yet.
Nice.
You're not going to.
Don't let it die.
We're not going to let that one. No, you kidding me? You got a month on that.
Baby smells are a real thing.
Well, I'm sure they are.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, they wear diapers. Of course they're a real thing.
BK, you said earlier that you think they're not done yet. I saw a couple national people allude to that with a little tease and no names. Mm. Are there any names out there? Because you can't dream too big right now. I mean, I wanted them to go get Remy Martin from Arizona State. I think that's already a done deal. You said maybe a guard. Anyone you got in mind? I know you're going to do some digging on it.
Yeah, I will. And I'll talk to
someone who knows college basketball a lot.
Trying to think who's out there and who would still be considering Texas. I mean, they missed a lot of guys that I would have wanted them to go after.
We're talking point guard.
Right, we're talking point guard. Remy Martin, who ended up at Kansas.
Oh, that's right.
Sevier Wheeler, who ended up at Kentucky. He was the leading assister at Georgia last year. Actually, a kid from the state of Texas, too. So, as great as Chris Beard's done, he hasn't gotten everybody that Texas has targeted this year, but he's had more success in the portal than anybody else out there. But there are still some spots left, and that's the biggest weakness right there, KD, is point guard.
Okay.
I mean, you lose a four-year starter with Matt Coleman. Devin Askew is a great kid. He had a disappointing season at Kentucky last year, but who didn't have a disappointing season at Kentucky? Like, that was one of their worst years in program history. They were god-awful. And it just could never gel or figure it out.
Isn't he also young?
He is young. He is a guy who reclassified. So technically could be a freshman this year, but he's a guy who already has a year of high major college basketball experience and a former five-star. Like, really, really highly regarded on the recruiting trail. So if he plays well and then Courtney Ramey can, you know, improve a little bit with the mental aspect of being a point guard, you've got Andrew Jones, too, who can handle some point guard duties from time to time. Like, you're fine there. We call it a weakness. You still have some really, really good players, and you've got some experience with Ramey and Jones there too. But this is a guard-driven sport these days.
Yep.
Having bigs is huge. Having experience is massive. You see teams that win national championships in college basketball, it's usually the most experienced teams. Like, we had a stretch where one-and-done teams were winning titles, but now, I mean, you look at the two teams that played for the title last year, Baylor and Gonzaga. Those guys had like 22 and 23-year-olds on the team. Like, that's what you need now. So that's what Texas is trying to build. But you also need guard play. Like, this is a guard-driven sport at any level. So you would like to solidify that with one more piece if you possibly can. And the good news is there are still some scholarship spots available for Texas. But, man, Trey Mitchell's a big get. Like, I don't want to just brush by this guy. Really talented player. First-team All-Conference last year. He scored 30 points in his final game as a minute man. Is that what we say? The UMass Minutemen? So he was a Minuteman? Is that how it works?
That was your nickname in college, wasn't it?
Come on.
Nice one.
Not just in college. it's lasted well beyond college, unfortunately. And there go all the single moms who were going to show up.
I was
going to
say, no.
No, they're showing up for me.
Oh, okay.
Got experience.
But, no, this guy is incredibly efficient. He can shoot. He's a great free throw shooter, too. Like, I'll just compare him to Jericho Sims because they play the same position, and I assume that Trey Mitchell is taking Jericho Sims' spot in the starting lineup, assuming Sims is gone. Doing a lot of assuming here.
Yeah, but we –
I'm making an ass out of you and Yao Ming. And when you assume
but that assumption we already had and gets a lot greater with Trey Mitchell.
So think about the most frustrating aspect of Jericho Sims' game. It was his free throws.
It was his free throws and he didn't get the ball enough.
Yeah, that's not his fault. Right, but free throw shooting. I mean, the guy switched hands during his college career.
That's crazy.
Right, he started shooting left-handed, and then he went back to
right-handed.
Why
not just do the granny shot? Then?
I know.
I don't know. Out the granny shot if you're going to do that.
Because it's embarrassing.
It's just as extreme.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Shaq should have done that, too. Yeah.
No, the granny shot would have worked for Shaq. He said he was really good at it. He said he didn't do it because he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
It made him look, like, feminine.
Yeah, I mean, Shaq
same reason Will Chamberlain said that he could have hit way more free throws with the granny shot. He said it made him look like a sissy, so he didn't want to do it.
Yep. Oh, Shaq would be ahead of Kareem for all time.
He had an off-court rep to deal with. Okay.
He did. He was like, it made me like a sissy, and the women don't like granny shots, so I'm not doing it.
Yep. Well, Trey Mitchell's a very good free throw shooter. Shoots above 70% from the line. Also has a mid-range game and can make 1 to 2 threes a game. I mean, you don't want him, like, staying out there because he's a better back-to-the-basket type of guy. He was top 10 in the country in terms of points scored via post-ups last year, but he's got a little bit more touch, a little bit more efficient on the offensive end than Jericho Sims was. So this is a great get. And you hear that he played at UMass, you're like, what is UMass basketball? I know you know the history, Katie. They've had some studs there in the past. Dr. J, to name one. Marcus Camby, to name another.
Can you give me the regards back then during that time?
No. Well, those were two different times.
Edgar
Allan Poe?
Edgar Padilla and Carmelo Travieso.
Poke the Raven.
I was close.
Isn't that a great name? Carmelo Travieso.
Edgar Allan Poe is a great name. Oh.
Yeah, that too.
That's a great name.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, were many a curious and quaint volume of forgotten lore.
Rod's,
as I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more."
Single moms are coming back.
Oh, man.
You pulled it back. You pulled it back.
Maybe a minute, man, but you're an intellectual, damn it.
That is – I learned that just for women because –
What? That's the poem you learned for women?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, you ask somebody –
You learned the Raven?
No. You ask somebody who their favorite poet is, and they say Edgar Allan Poe. Like 9 times out of 10, that's going to be the answer because nobody knows any other poets besides Edgar Allan Poe.
Scott Frost.
So if you quote the Raven
– Maya Angelou.
Scott Frost, the Nebraska coach?
Robert Frost. Sorry. Okay. Scott Frost.
It's like, what kind of poems does that guy have? So it's worked. I'm telling you.
We're off the rails.
There's some advice.
The Raven?
The Raven.
He did not learn that for chicks.
Nope. Why else would I have learned it?
Yes. Because he knew that. He didn't have this in front of him. He learned that for chicks.
Yeah. And that impresses the chicks when you...
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, he knows poetry. He's so sophisticated.
That's weird. That's weirder than baby smelling.
No,
by the way,
get out of here.
Of,
no, it's
in
not.
In 2013, Frontiers in Psychology looked at how women responded to the scent of newborn body odor.
I knew he was looking
baby
that
body
odor.
He and his colleagues recruited 30 women, including 15 who had just given birth and 15 who had never had them smell the scent of an unfamiliar newborn who was less than 2 days old. The results confirmed what moms everywhere already know. Baby smelling is mesmerizing, it says. Brain scans of the participants show that body odors from two-day-old newborns elicit activation in reward centers in your cerebral cortex areas with women. The study authors wrote, in fact, it didn't appear to matter whether the subjects had previously given birth or not, the brains of the women from both categories reacted to baby smells as if it was a delicious treat or even a drug.
Okay, that's the mom, though.
It works for guys, too.
It doesn't make it any less weird.
It works for guys, too.
It's still weird.
It works for guys, too. It does. I'm telling you,
Well, send me that study so when I start smelling random babies,
baby smells,
I'll have the evidence.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Right? I'm
doctor
not the only
is
one.
Shaking his head at you right now.
Unbelievable.
Because I looked at a medical study.
We're just overly mesmerized by babies.
I'm sure that they approves of you looking to a medical journal for evidence.
Is his name on there?
No.
Then he doesn't believe it. I think that's how it works. That's not his study. Unreal. So another great get for Chris Beard. Trey Mitchell has transferred from UMass to UT, and that's five big-time transfer portal acquisitions for Chris Beard this cycle. And once again, he might not be done just yet. It's the Triple Option with RBKD. We're out at Total Men's Primary Care in Killeen. Come out and see us. 2511 Tremere Road is the address. We'll be here for another half hour until 7 o'clock. We've got the BK Lounge coming up, and we're talking aliens for a couple of reasons, but one of the reasons has to do with Bucky Godbolt. He is convinced that aliens live at the Killeen Mall, so we need to get into a discussion about aliens and try to answer some questions when we return. That's next. The Triple Option with RBKD. Time now for the BK Lounge. It's brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. Once again, we're out at Total Men's Primary Care, 2511 Tremere Road in Killeen. Come out and see us. If not today, come out and see Total Men's, one of their 40-plus Central Texas locations. Mm-hmm. They are everywhere, so if you need a COVID test, they got you. One of those rapid result COVID tests. If you need a physical, we've all been cooped up for a year. I guarantee you 90%+ of the people in the world did not get their annual physical last year. If you need one of those, Total Men's Primary Care has your back. Just anything, they've got you. They're all over Central Texas. Great people. The places are clean, and they make it easy. You're in and you're out at Total Men's.
We've done the COVID test, and it was amazing how quick we were in and out and got the result back right away.
I'm so soft with those. I'm so glad I don't have to take any more COVID tests.
I know.
I thought y'all were going to, like, trick me and make me take one of those on air today.
Why would we do that?
I don't know. You guys are horrible.
I think
Let's get it
so
done,
much.
Stephanie. Drew, can we get this done?
See, that's the type of stuff that
I would do.
You know what? That's what I would do to y'all. And you guys, you guys are better people than I am.
Maybe it's the medical history that I've had, but as I told you, I thought that was nothing.
Oh,
I mean, a little tickle in the back of the nose, but I looked at her and I was like, this is what people are complaining about? And she was very professional.
Mm. Yeah, it depends on the person that's giving you, that's administering the test, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are very gentle.
She had a soft hand.
They just, you know, get in and out.
I think my administrator was fine. I have a huge brain, so there's a lot going on in here. So she was like swabbing that. So,
yeah.
You know, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. But Total Men's
good
primary
thing
care.
Couldn't have ruined anything, you know?
Good one.
I think I hit something. That doesn't matter.
the black hole.
It's all pretty worthless up there.
Got an echo. Hello.
Oh, man. Guys,
lounging on.
Let's talk aliens today, huh?
Okay.
Y'all down with that?
Yeah.
Are you talking aliens or are you talking unidentified flying objects?
Because we know that UFOs exist.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of a combination piece here.
Okay.
We've got new reports. By the way, NASA has a new administrator, and he is very in tune with UFOs and aliens. And there was a recent report from the government that basically talked about UFOs, and the NASA administrator, Bill Nelson is his name, he basically said that their probe into unidentified aerial phenomena is worthless, and it's just the beginning, and there's so much more out there. We need to investigate all of this. So
NASA, he said it's worthless because they haven't found anything?
Worthless because it's not enough.
Okay,
like,
okay.
They're just scratching the surface.
Size,
they
right.
need a lot more out there. And now we've got
Because the military or NASA, they have come out, and it almost feels like a redirection, which really worries me. It's like, okay, now you guys are going to admit this? That's where we've talked about, mm-hmm. right? Where they've seen stuff going into the water and it's like makes no sense.
Right. Absolutely. And now we've got there's the brain I was talking about. A physicist by the name of Mark Buchanan, who recently wrote a piece in the Washington Post, and he was referencing Defense Department videos, one of which showed Navy aircraft encountering an unidentified flying object. And basically this article from Buchanan basically says that if we do have possible visitors on this Earth at now or at some point in the not-too-distant future, it is not safe to assume that they are coming in peace, and that we need to be careful with any sort of communication with extraterrestrials. And he basically says that attempting to communicate with extraterrestrial life forms could be extremely dangerous for us.
Yeah.
So I ask you guys.
We know they're more advanced than us. What we can start with that, can't we?
What is he talking about, though? Like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, you know.
That makes no sense, this statement that he's making, that it would be, like, dangerous for you to communicate with him. First of all, the assumption would be there's not a language barrier.
Right.
No, we can't even talk to our half-damn citizens on this damn planet because there's a language barrier.
Great point.
You know, number one, you wouldn't be able to necessarily talk to them. They probably could communicate with you.
Yeah.
They probably have some form of, you know, ESP or something like that.
We know they're more advanced than us because they're here.
Yeah.
If that's the case, and they probably have been here without us knowing it, equals they're a lot more advanced.
We went to the moon a couple of times.
Yeah, I'm sure they've laughed at that.
And we're not even sure about that.
And the guy,
conspiracy theories, right. We don't believe that.
Well, the guy who was on the moon ended up winning 7 Tour de France titles, too, so that's pretty impressive. Name me an alien who's done both of those.
Well,
am I getting that right? Do I have that wrong?
Nah, it's the wrong Armstrong.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Well,
wrong Armstrong.
So,
at the wrong Froster.
Neil had balls.
That's true. That's true. And figuratively and literally.
Both.
One might argue. So, I didn't bring this up to talk about this report, because I don't like reports and things. Those are boring. I wanted to ask y'all if you ever encountered an alien. Let's say you're the first human life form to come across an alien. What are you doing? Are you running away? Do you try to communicate with it? Are you scared for your life? Like, what is your plan if you're the first human being to encounter an alien life form?
I would treat it like I do a wild animal, like I did Carl the raccoon.
Mm.
Carl the coon?
Carl the coon, who visited me during the winter storm and then recently during the rain, to where, I mean, I'm not going to come up right away, but I would try in any way I could communicate without language that I'm peaceful and that I'm not going to hurt you, and hopefully you won't hurt me. I mean, maybe
are you going to be talking while
I was going to say?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Carl.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Well, Carl probably understands English.
Carl probably does.
Carl's been around a lot of people.
By the way, I looked at the picture again. No junk. I'm thinking it may be a Carly. Either way.
Oh.
I would be very peaceful with it. But no, I wouldn't run. I'd be too fascinated. And that's one of those two that, look, I mean, if I end up dying at 43 because some alien took me out, it's been a hell of a life. I want to live a lot longer, but I'm not gonna run away from that.
You get to be known as the first guy to ever die.
That too.
Via alien.
I'm sure.
Nah, I'm sure he's not the first.
I'm sure my buddy.
Let's be honest. He wouldn't be the first.
Wouldn't be the first, but it'd be the first one that if they found out about it,
that'd be on the record.
Documented.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd have buddies like and looking to my left here that would somehow take advantage. Not you, Derek. You, BK. That would take advantage of it monetarily somehow.
Yeah.
Let me write the book for him. Rod would be like,
I'll be your agent.
Know.
I'm your agent, man. I'll represent you.
I'll be selling the story. Man.
I know you would.
I would absolutely be doing that. What about you, Rod? If you encounter an alien life form, what's your strategy?
I'm just going to run.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's an alien.
You assume you can outrun
them? You're not in the league anymore.
This is why white people get, you know, you do all types of life-risking activities.
Yep. Well, hold on. Black people die first in the movies.
And usually we agree that that's unfair.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not because black people are running toward the alien or toward the trouble.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
That usually doesn't happen.
It's a bad bit. You guys are getting robbed.
White people are very curious about things that are going to kill them.
Yeah.
And they go after and look at them and go hang out with them. Like, KD, let's go talk to the alien. No,
right.
I'm running. I'm going to go run.
It's rare that you hear that the grizzly bear got a hold of someone and they're black. All these people that have been in zoos and jumping into the cages, got to say, they're all white.
The ones who go to national parks and want
to
take a selfie with the buffalo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not a brother.
No.
No.
We usually flee from those types of situations. So
you guys don't die of hypothermia on the top of a mountain because you were just doing it for S&Gs.
Black people don't engage in organized life-risking activities.
No.
For recreational purposes than white people do. I'm going to jump off this mountain because I'm on vacation.
No, that's almost always white.
And that's a white people. I love y'all, though. I love y'all.
Is that vacation right there?
Dead
jumping off the mountain.
Let it is.
Jumping
come
out
on now. I'm alone here.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're not. So do you guys believe in aliens? Like, do y'all believe there are other life forms on this planet right now? Because Bucky,
not on this planet,
Bucky
but
believes
that
there are aliens in Central Texas, and he has two places that he always says where aliens can be found, and one of them is the Killeen Mall.
Does he have any proof or anything to lead to
this? You know, there was a story out of Fort Hood a couple of years ago where there was like a UFO spotted. And they found out that it was just a bunch of balloons that somebody had released up into the air. But it was like a national story for a while. People were freaking out. So maybe it has something to do with that. But it's the Killeen Mall, and it's also the Fiesta which just seems kind of racist.
Yeah, I'm about to say that seems really racist.
Hello, in San Antonio?
No, the one in Austin, like the one on 35 and 290.
Oh,
like,
the actual
grocery store, not like the Fiesta like Six Flags.
By the way, we talked about it earlier. That's where I get my offal. That's where I get my pig's intestines and things like
that. Yeah, okay.
You eat that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Gross. Are you kidding me? It's fantastic.
So I don't know why Bucky believes that those spots are the two spots, but do y'all believe that there are aliens already on planet Earth?
Probably not.
Yeah.
If there were, they probably would reveal themselves by now. The truth is, if there are aliens out there, they probably destroyed themselves before they ever get to another planet or universe.
Which is probably what we're
going to
do.
Look at us. If we base our alien life
in terms of really
based on how we live, we're going to blow ourselves up or kill ourselves or murder this planet way before we ever get to another one. Yep. That's just we just have a very self-destructive streak in us.
I do,
and those aliens probably will have it too.
I do think we don't know much about the universe, obviously. So the last thing I would say is that I think we're the only life forms. But in terms of on planet Earth, maybe they've come here before, but I don't think they're here. Like, I don't think this is Men in Black. Although I've looked at you a couple times with stuff you've said, and I thought, this guy's not from this planet. That'd be cool with the Men in Black thing if they could actually look like humans and talk like us.
Is that not based on a true story?
It's not based on a true story.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
What about I Am Legend? Based on a true story?
Both Will Smith.
That's a zombie one, I guess.
Both Will Smith.
Not an alien one there. Yeah. All right. Just wanted to.
What about you?
Yeah, you didn't say what
you
believe.
No, I'm super conceited. I think we're the only life forms in the galaxy. Like, I haven't
seen
them.
Galaxy?
In the galaxy? Yeah. You said on Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both.
Galaxy,
I haven't seen them.
No,
I don't.
Idea.
I don't believe it. Yeah.
Galaxy, I would be shocked if we're the only ones.
Well, I believe everything.
Do you realize how small this is?
Yeah, well.
The Milky Way is even small.
Yes.
I'm conceited. I'm selfish.
Everything else.
And I haven't seen it on the internet yet. And everything on the internet is true. You guys know I believe
there
that.
It is.
Ding,
so
ding, ding,
if
ding,
I see
ding.
It on the internet, I'll believe it.
I think it is.
Aliens are all over the internet, by the way.
But
so what websites
everywhere.
Are you looking at?
We haven't
at?
Seen any, like.
We believe in Bigfoot on the internet. What are you
well, hold
about?
On. Hold on here.
Oh, that's different. Chupacabra is different.
Different
huh?
conversation.
So here's my question, though, with some of these aerial things they've seen, like with Navy pilots, and they've seen some of these. I mean, this has been documented that there's nothing on Earth that can fly like that, right? Mm-hmm. And for these things that just go dipping into the water, what's going on in the ocean? Because the ocean is something on Earth that we really don't have much of an idea about, especially the deep ocean.
Yeah.
That would be a good place to hang out if they're so far ahead of us that they can not only get down there but function down there.
80% of the ocean is unexplored.
There it is.
80% of it.
I don't believe in that. Either.
I like how he goes Rain Man on me, and I believe him too.
What it is? I'm just that's
it's
just
in one of these sheets. So I was messing with Rod's sheets earlier because Drew and people here are fascinated by it, and rightfully so. And I kind of moved one, and Rod goes, "Rod's the nicest guy in the world. Rod doesn't snap at anyone." And Rod just goes, "Stop that! Like, you were like jamming me."
Because it's
like,
organized. Like, my papers are organized.
See, that's where our audience here doesn't believe this is that organized when things are.
There's a method to the madness.
I know there is.
Oh,
I see it every day.
There's the BK Lounge.
That's fantastic.
I don't know what that was,
that's
but it was something.
That's a good conversation.
Bucky. Alien talk. I'm going to the Killeen Mall after this to see if I can find any aliens.
Fiesta?
Yeah, Fiesta. I don't know if he's talking about it.
I go to Fiesta. There's no aliens there.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if he's talking about it.
That's no way. Yeah.
I'm not getting into that.
Exactly.
We've gone too far already. We quit
Bucky.
While we're behind.
Get canceled.
He stopped being a misogynist for a segment and said, let's go hit illegal aliens.
Oh, man.
Equal opportunists.
I guess that.
It sounds unequal.
I just talked about baby smelling. Y'all thought I was weird.
Yeah.
Subject I brought up.
No, Bucky saved you.
No one's weirder than Bucky. Let's go to break. We'll wrap up the show when we come back.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That is really
man,
good.
That is good.
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. We're getting ready to wrap things up. Before we get out of here, we got to let you know what's on tap. But before we do that, we got to thank the good folks at Total Men's Primary Care. They've been fantastic. They've been unbelievable. And if you need anything, you need a COVID test, you need a general checkup, which I need to do. So when I get home, I'm actually going to go online an appointment with Total Men's in Austin. I'd recommend you go check out their website, make yourself an appointment. They are fantastic. We went for our COVID test, actually.
Yeah.
During, maybe that was like when we first started the show.
It was.
Right? Because we needed to get to get back into the building.
And we all went to different ones. BK and I went to the same one because it was the closest one to us, but it goes to show you.
Yeah, I went to the one in South Austin.
Right. You get online, and you're going to find one near you, so you don't have to fight through everything. They got this one open in Killeen, also one open in Temple, too.
Nice. So,
I mean, there's over 40.
Over 40.
Yeah, there's a lot of them open. Just get online.
There's one near you.
They're not BSing with the in and out, though. Like, the way they built this, like, they understand that.
You got things to do.
Yeah, and that we are impatient. We're the impatient gender.
Yeah.
So we want to get in and get out, but we need to get in.
We need to get in. No, I agree. I need to go to the doctor. I won't reveal last time I went, but I do need to get a checkup. So
yeah, it's embarrassing for a lot of us.
It is. So guys out there, you know, if you need to go to the doctor and you hadn't been a long time, get that done. We should do more and more, and Total Men should be the spot where you do it at. All right, what's on tap, gentlemen, tonight for you guys? BK, you first.
By the way, if I have spoken with the doctor today, does that count as a doctor's
visit? That
no,
count.
You need examination. Yeah. You got to fill out a form and stuff, man. Adulting.
Oh, we talked to the doctor. We talked about, what'd you talk about? Sports.
Well, he's young, though, too. He's in his 20s.
Right.
So we're 40 plus. So 40 plus, man, you got to go to the doctor more often. 20-year-olds, I get it. You can wait a couple of months, years.
Rangers, Astros, revenge tonight?
Rangers, Astros, probably not.
Yeah,
Rangers are not good. Sixers, Hawks, and Clippers, Jazz. A couple of NBA playoff games. That's on tap, man.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching Clippers, Jazz, and then also checking out some baseball. So we definitely say appreciation to Total Meds. This has been a really, really fun day and good people here. So thanks to everyone coming out, too, including Coach Kevin,
who
came out
Coach Kev, and
was BSing with us a little bit. Also to Trevor and Derek here, and then John Reichel, who's back in the studio. That will do it for us. Y'all have a great night. For Brad Kellner, for Rod Babers, I'm Kevin Dunn. Peace, y'all.